after today warms all of our hearts here at this event. Thank you very, very, very much. So, I just want to say hello.
Welcome, Harvard Class of 2011, to your graduation celebration.
We're here at the beginning of your commencement week, LeakyCon 2011. Your school administrators have been working tirelessly around the clock. They've been up all night just to put this together so you guys can have a really great week.
Yeah. You guys better make sure to enjoy yourselves and to get all your friends to sign your yearbook, okay?
We have got some great stuff for you this weekend, including a promotion from Electronic Arts, who are going to be giving you some details about how to get a 25% off code to their latest game. You'll be doing that through Foursquare check-in, so all those details will be announced tomorrow. We want to say an enormous thank you to Royal Pacific Resort. We also have a very special menu for you, in case you haven't noticed it. We've got a nice sorcerer's menu available in the, up by the, restaurant. It's out, it's posted. We'll put that information on our Twitter. We want to also encourage you to visit our vendor booth, where you can buy all sorts of wizard things, books, and especially there's an entire area from Whimsic Alley, our wonderful sponsors. We have been holding this until now, but there is a very special book in production called Dear Mr. Potter. That's not the announcement. It is a fantastic companion piece to any Hogwarts student's repertoire. It is letters of people detailing their love of Harry Potter, their stories of love, lust, and magic. And we have learned this week that J.K. Rowling has signed two of them. Only for LeakyCon attendees. So, because our aim here is to raise money for good causes, we are doing a raffle. Tickets will be available in the vendor room. They are $10. If you purchase a book here, you get 3 tickets. So please see the Leaky table where Dear Mr. Potter will be available. Now, Hogwarts, as all these guys and all of you know, is about community, friendship, spirit, love. And we have a presentation for you tonight that celebrates all of those things. But before we do that, we have selected one attendee, student, if you will, at random to take part in a very special presentation. So would Mariah Pollock please come to the stage?
I'll start from the middle since I kind of threw me off the dog. before.
Because it came out in the UK about 8 weeks before it came out in the States.
in the mid-early 90s, accessing the web at the time, it was kind of a...
You've got mail.
Amazing best-selling novels, and their stories are again inspiring people to.
cycle of creativity.
And it certainly was her law that changed everything, because the Bollinger effect of that led to everything exploded, Harry the Potter.
I somehow found the Harry the Potter's website, but I thought the idea was... This is funny, they're making songs with Harry Potter lyrics. This is cool, I like it. But I never thought for a second that it would turn into this global phenomenon with as many people participating in, and having actual rock shows and having Wizard Rockers, who should be, by default, the least cool people on the entire planet.
Thank you. people would come out to these events and dance to
the internet. That's probably one of the craziest things.
99% of the people that you see there are from the internet. From the internet, you met them over the internet. That's how you all converge from this one city.
Each one of them has their own unique personality and some great stories have come out of all of them, and I'm just very, very happy to have gotten to go to them.
Harry Potter conventions are kind of like a big slumber party that you don't want to go.
I've been erased! The point I was trying to make is that without me, Harry Potter, a lot of really cool things would never get to happen. There'd be no books, no movies, no Wizarding World, there'd be no Leaky Con, and there definitely wouldn't be a giant room full of the awesomest fans to ever unite under one head.
Because there were big announcements made for Half-Blood Prince, and I think probably there were the Phoenix too. And those had always just been so exciting. But at the same time, it was like, darn, it's the last time we're getting the release date. This is the last time we're getting the cover.
Stephen Hall's coming out to the party, and so all the fan sites, the podcasts, the Wizard Rock band, we just started doing it the best way we knew how. We went, the podcast went on tour, the rock bands went on tour.
It was just amazing having one last hurrah before we finally had it, you know, set in stone what actually happened in the conclusion of the series.
Having Deathly Hallows was fun, but it also was pretty sad because we didn't have any more books to look forward to.
We wrote a book called MuggleNet.com's What Will Happen in Harry Potter 7. We had to rip the tour start to finish. By February, it was on the New York Times bestseller list where it stayed for about 6 months, a month after Deathly Hallows came out.
And you got called the to release day. The spoilers started getting really intense. I mean,
have been around for a while. This is new news. Two is a wickedly, really low number for the number of deaths that we're going to have in the seventh book.
Why is two a low number?
Because it's war, and sort of like, you know, the end of a trilogy in film.
Care more about Harry Potter. Hogwarts was my alma mater, and as that day approached,
and we were wrong.
And we started making jokes about how when Ron sees Hermione,